Questions 41 to 45. Look at the questions. Now, you will hear the fourth talk. Listen to a radio broadcast on First Aid.
Before I give my weekly talks on First Aid here at Radio WWXZ, I always say two things, and with the risk of sounding boring and repetitive, I will continue saying them until they forcibly throw me off air. The first is that there is no substitute for a proper First Aid course. Here you only listen. There you will listen. See and do, and it's in the practice that the theory starts to make sense. The second thing is a Hippocratic principle. Do no harm. This is not just for doctors, but for anyone considering the administration of a medical treatment on another. That could be a doctor, yes, but it could also be a nurse, a caregiver, or in extreme cases, a random passerby. It could mean you, in fact. That said, as a non-professional, you have three aims when providing first aid. Preserve life, prevent further harm, and promote recovery. What does this mean in practical terms? It's all going to depend on the case, and one or more of the steps may not apply, but there are always a useful checklist to have. More lives are lost in emergencies through panic than from any other cause, so it's good to have a set of things to go through. Preserve life is most important in cases where the injury or danger is life-threatening. If someone is choking, it's no good organizing an ambulance because it won't get there on time. There is one and only one thing to do, and that is to remove the obstruction. Prevent further harm could mean, for example, moving the victim away from a fire. Even if this makes their injuries worse, the priority is getting them out of harm's way. Promoting recovery could be something as simple as washing and bandaging a wound.
Now, you will hear the fourth talk again.
Listen to a radio broadcast on First Aid.
Before I give my weekly talks on First Aid here at Radio WWXZ, I always say two things, and with the risk of sounding boring and repetitive, I will continue saying them until they forcibly throw me off air. The first is that there is no substitute for a proper First Aid course. Here you only listen. There you will listen, see and do, and it's in the practice that the theory starts to make sense. The second thing is a Hippocratic principle. Do no harm. This is not just for doctors, but for anyone considering the administration of a medical treatment on another. That could be a doctor, yes, but it could also be a nurse, a caregiver, or in extreme cases, a random passerby. It could mean you, in fact. That said, as a non-professional, you have three aims when providing first aid. Preserve life, prevent further harm, and promote recovery. What does this mean in practical terms? It's all going to depend on the case, and one or more of the steps may not apply, but there are always a useful checklist to have. More lives are lost in emergencies through panic than from any other cause, so it's good to have a set of things to go through. Preserve life is most important in cases where the injury or danger is life-threatening. If someone is choking, it's no good organizing an ambulance because it won't get there on time. There is one and only one thing to do, and that is to remove the obstruction. Prevent further harm could mean, for example, moving the victim away from a fire. Even if this makes their injuries worse, the priority is getting them out of harm's way. Promoting recovery could be something as simple as washing and bandaging a wound.
Question 41.
What does the speaker encourage?
Question 42.
Who might find it necessary to provide first aid?
Question 43. What is the most important piece of advice? Question 44. In case of an emergency, what should you do first? Question 45. What does the speaker mean when he says,
out of harm's way? End of test.